بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه، أما بعد. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says one person came to Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, أوصني, give me some advice. So he asked for advice and he's asking from Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم directly. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advice in two words. He said to him, La taghdab. La taghdab. Don't get angry. Now it's just two words. But these two words are from the Mubarak tongue of Nubuwwat. From Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. So what is the depth of this advice? We will spend our whole lives trying to fathom the depths. We'll never get there. But for our benefit, to take it to heart. That it's come from none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is obviously extremely deep. So in any case, it was just two words, very short advice. So he asked for more. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا. He repeatedly asked for more advice. But every time he said, okay, something more, the same advice was given to him. لَا تَغْضَبْ. Don't become angry. Now if a person just thinks in his life, how many times he put himself in a complicated situation, got himself involved in some real problem, but it all stemmed out of what he said or did out of anger. In anger he said something, in anger he did something, and then that resulted in some problem. Now he's regretting what he said, what he did, but the damage is done. It's too late. Now he's apologizing, so maybe inshallah with the apology things might calm down a little. But sometimes in that anger, the person shaitan overcomes him in a way that in that anger, he doesn't want to even think about apologizing. Rather says more things. So this is the very crucial thing for our own safety in dunya and to protect our akhirat as well, that this anger, uncontrolled anger, this has to be curbed. In another hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person, ma tajarra'a. Tajarra'a is when something is swallowed down with somewhat difficulty. So a person has never swallowed down. Ma tajarra'a abdun ahabba min jar'ati ghayzin yakzimuha ibtigha'a wajhillah. He's never swallowed a gulp that is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Now in English also we use the same expression, to swallow your anger. So you have a person never swallows a gulp that is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than the anger that he swallows, but for what? Ibtigha'a wajhillah. To earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, not for other purposes and not because of some worldly motive. Allah must become pleased for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he swallowed that anger. And he didn't act upon it. Obviously, it doesn't mean that if there's no, that a person must now annihilate anger in a way he has no anger whatsoever. There's a need for anger also. But that anger, where it has to be displayed, how, what is the method, that is a different subject altogether. But we are talking about that uncontrolled anger, person just blurts out things, just does things, then he himself regrets, causes difficulties for others in the process, and he harms his dunya, worse than that he harms his deen, because in that process what not he says and does. So this is a thing to learn, it's a thing to learn how to control that anger, and it doesn't happen by just thinking about it that, well, in future I will control my anger. We have to learn from people who can guide us, who can advise us what's to be done and how to go about the process. Like other ailments, physical ailments, we then finally need to consult somebody and need to take the advice, need to take the prescription, what's the way of now dealing with this ailment? So likewise, these spiritual maladies, which can really cause havoc in our lives, and cause, Allah forbid, damage to our akhirat as well. We'll need to get some advice, we'll need to get guidance, because these are things which are very crucial for our safe passage to akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.